Hello, this is Operator once again for TwadTech. This entire show is coming to you from Sound Recorder 32 EXE for Windows and a set of Sony headphones at work. Today will be a quick show. We'll be talking about newsreaders and how to get all kinds of stuff from them. First off, we need to find out if you have access to Usenet or a newsgroup server from your ISP. BellSouth news server is newsgroups.bellsouth.net. Charter's news server is news.charter.net. For your ISP, you may need to authenticate to their news server. If you can't guess what the news server is, you can log on to the main ISP support site. Look under email or news or support. It's usually under email and how to set up email or news groups. It's usually hidden in there somewhere. Or you can Google your news group server or plus your ISP's name. So be like BellSouth news group server list or, you know, within your ISP. You may need to even call them. First, you're going to find out what the policy is. You might have a cap, like 2 gig cap or something like that. Mine's BellSouth mid-grade, 150 per K per second with 4 threads. I have another middle grade that's like 49.95 a month. My friend has Charter, and he's got a max 2 gigs a month, if not less or more. You'll need some kind of archiver. I suggest 7-zip, open source, or WinRAR. It's pretty good. Next, what you need to do is get yourself a newsreader. Grabit is the best one I've found so far for Windows. Haven't found any other ones for Windows. There's Binary News Reaper or Ripper. It's really nice, but it's kind of slow. So I haven't worked with that. It's still in beta. PowerGrab is really good, but it's not even released. Completely dropped support for it. The basic idea is you download a list of groups of what you're looking for, and then what you're looking for usually is binaries, unless you really want to read news on a news group, which nobody really does. When you download the group list, you subscribe to whatever you want. They have movies, MP3, whereas porn, I mean, any kind of binary that you can think of. When you download the headers for each group, you're able to have up to 4 threads at once, so you might be able to do movies, DivX, DVD, SVCD. There's a lot of movie ones, so you might be able to download those all at once. You're looking for something that's, once you get it downloaded, you'll have a big list of, a big messy list. What you're looking for is, like, for example, 001 through 049 parts. So you're looking for complete posts, and then the last one will always be smaller than the other ones. So that way you can tell it's a full post. What you'll also need is something called QuickPar or a PAR program. It's one I know of for Windows. PAR files are like magic math wonders. Most of the time you can have, you know, say 3 PARs and restore 3 missing files. For example, you download 45 parts of the movie, say Mission Impossible. You go to extract it, you get to, you know, part 35, and it ends up being corrupt or you're missing parts of it. Well, all you do is get one or two of the archive PARs, the PAR files, and most of the time you only need as many as the missing files is that you have. So say you have 5 PARs and you're missing 4 files, 90% of the time you can restore it without any problems. Once you extract everything, you'll probably need a way to play it if you don't already have all the codecs and crap you need. If you're missing codecs and stuff, or if you haven't tried codec packs, I suggest K-Lite codec pack. Some people don't like codec packs, they screw with your stuff. If you want, you can just download Real Alternative, Media Player Classic, and then get the codecs you need by hand. And then you don't even need a DVD player for Media Player Classic. It has built-in DVD player support. For burning, I suggest Neurovision. I haven't tried the newest version. I think if I'm not mistaken, it's 7. It pretty much has everything you need. You might have to get the extra plugin. There's like MPEG 2 plugin and some other missing options that for some reason you have to download extra little tiny little executables that install plugins or allow you to convert to the re-encoding. Just a short little thing on news groups. A lot of people don't use them. My next ones will be how to find a job using RoboForum, other things like that, resources, reverse lookups, things like that. Next one will be Real Server with a TV card, how to set up a server at your house so you can watch TV from work. And the next one will be how to buy things online using JBID and get resources on reviews and such, things like that. That pretty much concludes another episode of TwadTech Radio. I'm Operator. The site is rmccurdy.com. want to say keep up the good work. I'll see you guys later.